Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 5th of December 1961. Frightening wrong view. Wrong view comes from perception of self, atta sanna. What is the self, atta? Take each of the five khandhas as I and me, because of the atta sanna and ditthi arises. Where is the atta sanna coming from? It is coming from the unwise attention. Unwise attention comes from ignorance. Again, ignorance comes from the hindrances, nivarana. These came from the Anguttara Nikaya. Nivarana right pointing arrow, ignorance right pointing arrow, unwise attention right pointing arrow, self-perception right pointing arrow, view of inversion. We'll see it as an object without separating the five khandhas into each separated group. Therefore we have to separate each one of them. Form can be shown in numbers, whereas not for the other four nama, mind. The wrong perception comes from unwise attention, or no knowledge about it. Ignorance is over controls of it. Hindrances also overshadow on ignorance. Ignorance means not knowing the four noble truths. It's wrong knowledge. You must make the self-perception to not self-perception. Yesterday I had said that because of the khanda and wrong view arose. Wrong view is piercing or seeping in the khanda, and in each of them. Clinging to view exists until you have ditthi. Attachment to view, right pointing arrow action, right pointing arrow painful birth. Dithupadanam, right pointing arrow kamabhava, right pointing arrow apaya jati. Sayadaw gave the example of Prince Ajatasattu. Urging him to kill his own father was this wrong view. Ditthi and kalesa are decisive support conditions or causes, upanasaya. They can send beings to painful births. Sayadaw mentioned about the frightening of the Lohakumbhi hell where Ajatasattu fell into it. Ditthi is the root leader of the round of existence. It's more fearful than Tanha. With Tanha still can arrive to blissful planes. Therefore in the four path knowledges, the coarsest of all kalesa is ditthi and firstly abandoned by the path knowledge of the stream entry, Sotapatti Magga. Between the five heavy kamas and ditthi, when the world is near of the destruction beings can be free from the hells. I.e., hell beings who had committed the five heavy kamas in hells, but hell beings who have fixed wrong view, niyata michadati, move to another world system and continue to suffer in hells where no Buddha had been arisen. Therefore spiritual friend is very important. You must know the form, feeling, etc. As form, feeling. You know dukkha sakka as dukkha sakka. These become right attention. Not listening sakka dharma, and cannot do the practice. Not doing the practice, and not becomes right view, because not seeing impermanence. Why the Brahma god could become a pig? Samatha practices can't overcome ditthi. A Brahma god can't become a pig or any other animal by directly after death. But all worldlings can take rebirths anywhere if they have the seed of ditthi in their hearts. Knowing the khanda as the khanda becomes wise attention. Seeing impermanence becomes right view. Right view, sama ditthi, arises, and self view, atta ditthi, or wrong view is running away. After nata parinna, knowledge of mind, body, follow with tarana parinna, knowledge of impermanence. After tarana parinna ends and pahana parinna arises, i.e., nibbana. Therefore the Buddha taught about three parinnas, understanding. What happens after ditthi falls away with contemplation? The body becomes light. Body is too heavy by carrying along the hell seed. The contemplative mind becomes cool. The khanda also disappears. It's not because it wants to be cool, but because ditthi kalesa does not exist. Therefore the apaya samsara is no more related to this yogi, i.e., sotapanna. Every time ditthi arises and it builds the woeful planes. The practice process is, 1. Wise attention, 2. Contemplation with knowledge, 3. After many contemplations and the path knowledge will abandon the ditthi builder. It builds the planes of misery. You should do the practice if you have compassion on yourself. Feeding the body, bathing the body, etc. does not have compassion on oneself. These are becoming a slave to the kanda. Sending metta, loving kindness practice, also does not have a compassion on yourself because you can't abandon ditthi. It is not very easy to hear these kinds of talk in the future. Even nowadays, it becomes quite rare. Ditthi overwhelms people without listening to them. Kanda disappears when path knowledge arises. Where can ditthi go and hide with the disappearance of the kanda? Therefore, during the Dharma interview I am asking you, does the kanda disappear? Because the Buddha said that ditthi was hidden in the kanda. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 7th of December 1961. How to pay your debts. D. A. Process continues because of inversions. Conceit, mana, is not arising together with wrong view. Mana is also tana. Mana arises because of the perception of permanence, nikasana. People encounter with law cases with mana. Ordinary tana arises because of the perception of beauty, subhasana. It mostly happens with consumer goods which make things nice to look with attraction. People buy these things with tana. Consumerism nowadays does create a big problem in society and environments. There are a lot of needs to contemplate for these human problems connections with tana. What shopkeepers have good sales is subhasana. Wrong view of stability arises because of the perception of self, atasana, e.g., people are looking and searching for the stable things. All three of them are proliferation phenomena, papanka dharma. All start from perception. Therefore you must note as nikasana extends the D. A. of conceit, subhasana for tana and atasana for ditthi respectively. With these perceptions exist can't realize nibbana. For nikasana contemplates anicca. For subha, beauty, contemplates asubha, foulness of the body, or anicca. We also have to do dana, giving, sila, precept, and samatha, calm. You will meet good teachers and dharma with these practices. These points are important. You can see many evidences in the Nikayas. One of the 9 attributes of the Buddha is Vijja Karana Sampanno. Vijja is knowledge represents wisdom. Karana is conduct, represents dana, sila and samatha. Most Buddhists think only a bodhisatta or a Buddha needs it. Some Buddhists just do karana and neglect vijja and some in the opposite. It's a very rare opportunity to come to the human world. So do not just look for sensual pleasure. It's for the cultivation of goodness for oneself and others and purifying the mind, vijja karana, because the human world is the international airport to other destinations. These dharmas are decisive support conditions, upanasaya pakayo, distant causes for nibbana. Inside knowledge is path condition, magga pakayo, near cause to direct nibbana. Note this point carefully. If not, maybe you can think that with only good merits arrive nibbana. In the conditional relations, i.e. the Patthana, the 7th Abhidhamma book, mentioned that one will never arrive to nibbana without the path factors condition, magga pakayo. All other dharmas can't abandon perception, sanna. These are supporting nibbana only. For example, an animal can be reborn at human world again. Because of his, her good merits, he, she meets a good teacher and dharma, see Meichi Kuo's biography, but nothing will happen by sleeping. You must practice vipassana. Therefore don't abandon any of them, i.e., vijja and karana. Continued the story of Anathapindika and the wanderers, about the Q&A between them. Amaravikhepa ditthi, evasion, means, not giving an exact answer as yes or no if asking a question. Why give this kind of answer? Doesn't know clearly by oneself and it's not good to give no answer when asking. Therefore the person gives an evasive answer, so comes this view. Sariputta's first teacher, Sanjaya, held this view. Wrong view comes from not knowing the anicca and sankhata dharmas. Here Anathapindika pointed out unwise attention and listening wrong teachings as 2 causes for their wrong views to arise. There are 8 causes for wrong views, and these 2 points are very important. With unwise attention, 12 inversions arise. The 4D. A. Processes of Tana, Dosa, Mana and Ditthi from the 6 senses doors are arising uncountable for every day. Black dharmas gives the black results. Most people think only by wholesome and unwholesome volition that results arise. This is the knowledge of ordinary people. There are more than that. These things are becoming more clear by understanding the D. A. Processes. Only by studying the suttas in the Pali Nikayas, understand the dangers of samsara. These kamas will make the khandhas, tana, dosa, mana, ditthi arise from the 6 senses doors. Therefore, how do you repay for them? You have to repay it with the khandhas. So, I had been told you very often that you were coming here for a visit. Later went back to your permanent places, i.e., 4 woeful planes. All these things have to be decided with the D. A. Processes and not with your sila. These khandha debts can be only repaid with vipassana knowledge and the path knowledge. Even in this lifetime your karmic debts are not few. Also the kamas of the past lives are waiting for the chances to give the results. It's like this example. Someone has $1 million in debt. But he is an ordinary worker. Can he pay back his debts? The Buddha arose in this world for this purpose. Now, you find the way of how to pay the debts. But it will be never solved by kamas. You must pay the debt with knowledge. For example, the creditor comes and tells you, just licking these salts for once and all your debts are exempted. It's important for you to realize the path knowledge for only once, i.e., Sotapatti Magga. Then all the infinity of your debts are exempted. The lifespan of blissful planes, Shugatis, is like a pebble, throwing upwardly into the sky and staying there for a moment only. The lifespan in hells is like this pebble falling back to the ground and staying there for a long time, quite painful and frightening indeed. Whatever arises from the 6 senses doors, can contemplate the impermanence and 10 kinds of D. A. Process can't arise, just mentioned before, Tana, Dosa, Mana, Ditthi are arising from the 6 senses doors. Therefore, even inside knowledges, Vipassana Magga, have the great benefit. The Buddha taught 3 universal characteristics, but all are in the arising and passing away, Anicca, because impermanence is dukkha-sakkha. 3 characteristics fall into dukkha-sakkha. Therefore penetrate dukkha is very important. Only then you can let go of your clinging to things. So the Buddha said he only taught dukkha and the end of dukkha. All the other animals' footprints fall into the footprint of an elephant. Maha Hathipadopama Sutta, Minnesota 28, Majjhima Nikaya. Vipassana Magga can only cut off this life kamma. Lokuttara Magga, supramundane, cut off past, present and future kammas. This is the difference between these 2 knowledges. The important thing you must remember is doing the job of Magga before for the sake of safety death, for not fall into painful births. Later you can do other things which are not important. If you die earlier before that, will be very difficult for you. The kamas of this life and many of past lives are waiting for you to push you down, to painful births, hells, animals, hungry ghosts, at near death. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 6th of December 1961. Do Buddhists have wrong views? This khandha is not following your desire. Therefore it's not self, anatta. We take this body with sweat, pimples, etc. i.e., 32 parts of the body, as beautiful, subha. Why the Buddha taught the 3 universal characteristics? To let the proliferations, papanka dharma, tana, mana and ditthi, die out. The Buddha was giving the 3 names to the arising and passing away phenomena. Therefore I myself take this as a main point to teach you. Seeing the arising and passing away and all are becoming clear. Wanting to discern the 3 characteristics must have wise attention. The discovering knowledge kills papanka. Therefore the Buddha taught these Pali words very often. Netam mama, neso ham asmi, ene meso atta. This is not mine, this I am not, this is not myself. These view, knowledge and seeing are coming to someone, then he will be free from it, papanka. You must discern those three characteristic and have wise attention, i.e., anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha, if you want tanha, mana and ditthi to die out. It is the real nibbana after tanha, mana and ditthi die out. Continued the Anathapindika's story and explained about the three lokas. These are Sankhara loka, conditioned world, Satta loka, world of living beings and Okasa loka, space world. It is Sankhara loka that the conditioned phenomena are arising and passing away. This includes both conceptual Sankhara and ultimate Sankhara. The other two lokas depend on the Sankhara loka. They can't exist without it. Therefore, condensing these three lokas, it's only arising and passing away. The wanderers were talking about their different views to Anathapindika. I am teaching you every day for wise attention and no need to correct for it, but I must correct on listening talks. By listening to the sutta discourses and view of eternalism can arise, sasata ditthi. For example, Visakha died and became a female deity in Tusita heaven. Visakha was a name and a concept. The real existence was mind and body. Mind and body arose here and passed away here. Could it be gotten there? Even a little piece of it was not going there. It didn't have any power to go. It simply took wrongly as this vinna arose in Tusita. Burmese word for vinnanam is vinna. It also represents the soul in Burmese. This vinna here is moving there. This wrong view really exists in Buddhists. For example, his life has gone out and I, you, we don't know where it's becoming. People use it in this way. Burmese language has some words representing the soul. These are vinna, life and butterfly. In Burma, sasata ditthi might arise on people if they are listening to the sutta discourses, in the Mahatanasahaya Sutta, Minnesota 38, Majjhima Nikaya, Bhikkhu Sutti held this view. This is called Buddhist wrong view. It can't get the path and fruition knowledges to practice with this wrong view, but it doesn't prevent from going to blissful rebirths, sugati. He can't correct it with wrong teacher. You may ask, nothing is going there from here, then what is happening there? Is there nothing having any connection with here? It's the view of annihilation, arcada ditthi. It becomes fruitless after death by taking wholesome and unwholesome kammas which one has done. So after being free from sasata ditthi, it becomes arcada ditthi again. It becomes arcada ditthi if taking the view of nothing is connection with here. It's very difficult to have right view without encountering with a good teacher. I'll help you to dispel arcada ditthi. Visakha died and her name and form, mind, body, was ceasing here. And similarity of name and form arose there by causes. The name and form from here caused the result of name and form to arise there. Nothing was followed there from this side. The cause is not cut off. The name and form result another name and form, but not being followed there. It's just connection between cause and effect and this is free from arcada ditthi. Combined together, one it is free from sasata ditthi that these name and form are not followed there. Two but they have connection between cause and effect connection, this is free from arcada ditthi. These two words are very important. Only a Buddha arose and could teach these dharmas. Therefore, Anathapindika criticized the wanderers with these two points which were very important, i.e., unwise attention and listening to the wrong teachings. Among the Buddhists sasata ditthi is in connection with life after death. With arcada ditthi is connection with nibbana. Because they take it as nothing exists. Their argument is after name and form cease and if nothing arises what is the use of it? I will explain for it. You will see nibbana if you get the path knowledge. It exists that so you see it. The Buddha said, Atthi bhikkhave nibbanam, Bhikkhu Nibbana is existed. After name and form cease become cool and peaceful. But if you don't get the path knowledge, how do you know about it? This was asked by King Milinda to Ven. Nagasena. He gave the answer that it was known by inference. You want to be cured when a sore grows on your hand. After the medical treatment and it has been cured. The sore grows at this place and also has cured at the same place. So, Nibbana exists like the place where the sore has cured. Dukkha Sakka of the Kanda disappears and Sukha Nibbana appears. This is known by inference. You'll know its real existence if you really want to know it, then just practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 8th of December 1961. Compassion with wrong view. There only are the views of eternalism and annihilationism, Sassata and Akkheda Ditthi. After analyzing the 20 kinds of identity view, Sakkaya Ditthi. Someone who has Sassata Ditthi on the cessation of life is stepping back from you. Dislike with it. If you teach him. Whereas for someone who has Akkheda Ditthi is overreaching it. They all were not in the middle way what the Buddha wanted to be. With teaching as the ending of name and form, mind and body, is Nibbana and the eternalists don't like it. There is no feeling, so what the use of it? He is taking enjoyments in life. Therefore, he steps back and says as, I'll stay in life. He prefers to be continued and enjoyed the life of gradual elevated heavenly beings with the enjoyment in life, even they become Sotapanna, for example, the female devotee Visakha. Their saying is like that. It is good enough if I am free from the painful rebirth. Most of these types of people are eternalists. Their words are describing the types of wrong view in their heart. By making the prayers such as, may I enjoy the life of human and heavenly being for many times, and they can't reach towards Nibbana because the view of eternalism prevents the realization. They are difficult to realize Nibbana. People with attachment to life don't like listening to Nibbana Dharma and have no interest in it. They don't want to pay attention to it. Majority of people have this wrong view. They prefer any of the Kanda except the Dukkha of painful existences. So, wrong views prevent Nibbana is becoming clear. They don't want to try for path and fruition knowledges, because they are happy to be in life. The reason behind is not understanding and knowing Dukkha Sakka. It's the same as for Nibbana. View of eternalism is latent in their hearts. Making long prayers at the pagodas and Buddha images are these kinds of people. If they have the chance to get Nibbana now and will not take it, they have strong bhavatana. If talking about the cutting off life, and have no interest in it. They don't appreciate bhava nirodho nibbanam, cessation of life is Nibbana. With this wrong view can't listen and practice Dharma. There were many Buddhas had arisen in the world, and at least we had met one Buddha. But we had not been freed from the existence of Dukkha was having this wrong view. Every Buddha taught the ending of life. This point is very important for all Buddhists. Therefore, we should not let Kalesa deceive us, especially by wrong view disguised as love and compassion. Mara, the evil one is everywhere. They will do it in a grand way if you ask these people to do dana. They want to enjoy the fortune of life. But they will step back if you ask them to practice for Nibbana. Accept Nibbana, they are ordered by wrong view and doing a lot of prayers without knowing it. Women have more Sassata Ditthi than men, because they have greed characters. Wrong view and greed are together. With a lot of concerning for others have Sassata Ditthi, because they enjoy life. Whatever kind of life you get only fuels and fire. So they take enjoyment in Dukkha. Now, I'll talk about the view of annihilation. A person with this view prefer cutting off life. He is overreaching. Nothing happen again is good for him. Dukkha ceases and Sukha exists is Nibbana. Therefore, the annihilationist, Akkheda person, overreaches the nature of Nibbana. He knows that because of name and form there are a lot of Dukkha. He prefers to be without name and form, but not prefers Nibbana. with this wrong view in the heart and practice can't realize Nibbana. It is not easy and difficult to follow the middle way between these two wrong views. They have strong disgust on life and prefer annihilation. The reason why one can't see Nibbana is that he is covered up by name and form. So, he can't overcome dukkha sakka in section 2 and can't see Nibbana in there, i.e., Vinanam, Nama Rupam, Salayatana, Fasa and Vedana or the five khandhas. He can't accept the existence of Nibbana and prefers being without khanda. Sometimes it perhaps is better to think as without this body in the state of anger, merely akheda view arises. You have to go the middle of the two existences towards Nibbana. You had never been in the middle way and never went straight before. You were wandering with these two extremes, and mostly with the view of eternalism in the whole samsara. We are taking happiness and joys in eternalism, and disappointment with annihilation. The day before I had explained about the paths of smile and grimace are these two extremes. With everything going well is sasata ditthi and not going well is akheda ditthi. If I die everything will be solved. This is the view of akheda. No, you don't. You continue to have dukkha sakka if you still have kalesa. In miserable situations and killing themselves are annihilationists. What the Buddha taught was that you could go only with the wisdom eye if you wanted to go in the middle way. And also it can see the way. Therefore, I have to give you the wisdom eye, Panakaku. You have to know the existence of these five khandhas, and have to practice to become disenchantment with it and not wanting of it. With these you are in the middle way. Starting to see impermanence is in the middle way. At first, you have to practice to see the more clear one, i.e., Anicca, later, to see its disenchantment. After that, you will not want its dukkha sakka. You'll have these three knowledges and become a person in the middle way if you can practice. So, every day I am teaching you are about the middle way. Dana and Sila are running towards eternalism and Samatha Jhana towards annihilationism. For this point see the Brahmajala Sutta of Digha Nikaya, DN 1. Therefore, Samatha and Vipassana have to go together. With Samatha only is going towards akheda ditthi. Every worldling is following with the pulling. It's like a blind man follows behind a walking stick. Do you still have any of your own decision of movement? It will give the result to Nibbana after Vipassana practice and doing Dana, Sila and Samatha. See, that, the arising phenomenon is Dukkha Sakka and its passing way is Dukkha Sakka too, and then do the Dana and Sila. Faith and wisdom are including with them and leading to Nibbana. Wisdom I means seeing Anicca. Not seeing Anicca is leaning towards one of the extreme of eternalism and annihilationism. By meeting a teacher of eternalism will lean towards eternalism. By meeting a teacher of annihilationism will lean towards annihilationism. These are like following behind a walking stick. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of December 1961. The paths of the wise and the fool. We have to learn from him, how he became a Buddha. We are Buddhists and have to follow his way. A devata, deity, asked the Buddha, how he crossed over the wide samsaric ocean and arrived at the safety bank of Nibbana, from Samyutta. N. Samsara is like a whirlpool and it turning round and round. It's like the circle of D. A. Processes. Turning around like a circle and can't find the beginning. Not swimming in it is sinking. With the swimming is sweeping away. Therefore without sinking and sweeping away are free from samsara. Avoidance from the two ways of sinking and sweeping away is crossing over samsara. You will sink if you follow the ways of the tradition. By following the ways of little knowledge is sweeping away. The traditional ways mean craving, clinging and action, tanha, upadana and kama, or the unwholesome path. One can do only wholesome things and sweep away or get the path of blissful existence, sugati, by meeting with an ordinary teacher. He's sweeping away to this and that existences with the desire for life, bhava tanha. As to the path of the gradually elevated heavenly existences, it's just a way of floating which are the floods of sensuality, kamoga, and the becoming, bhavoga. The floods, ogha, of views and ignorance, ditthi ogha and avijaya joga, are the ways of sinking. Most beings can't distinguish them and only follow these two paths. Buddhists follow the first and the second paths, i.e., kamoga and bhavoga. They have strong desire for heavens. They don't want to be separated from the members of family and wealths, taking them as real as the third and fourth paths, i.e., ditthi ogha and avijaya joga. All these four paths have inversions. The path of floating is heavenly happiness, taking dukkha as sukha. Celestial beings have long life, taking impermanence as permanence. These places also have asubha because they will die, taking asubha as subha. The path of sinking is the cause of the inversion of view, ditthi vipalasa, taking him as my son, my wife, etc. Ignorance includes in both of the paths as a leader. The cause is not knowing the truth. All of them have the two roots of existence. The leader of sugati is craving. The leader of dugati is ignorance. In another way, tanha is the path of floating and ignorance is the path of sinking. I'll not exhort you if it's not important. Therefore it's important. You must avoid these two paths. Don't want happiness when you are making merits. Just do it to be free from the kanda. In this way you are on the middle path. If you don't take things as this is mine, this I am and this is myself, and you are free from sinking and in the middle way. The leader of the path of floating is tanha and sinking is ignorance. Both of them are including in them and the only difference is only leadership. To be freed from these paths, tanha must become non-greed, a lover, not wanting the existences, bhava, and ignorance, wrong view, becomes knowledge, right view. If not, is only running in circular way, like a whirlpool, and sinking, pull by the whirlpool down to the bottom. I am urging you all, with non-greed, a lover, and right view, samadhi, to perform a lot of merits, with the middle way. In anywhere we have these three paths. It is not only the two paths of indulgence in sensual pleasure and self-mortification. So we have to use them wisely, rightly everywhere. In another way, wholesome minds are the path of floating, unwholesome minds are the path of sinking and the path factors are the middle path. Let us walk on the middle way. Whatever it may be must have reflections and contemplations. In daily life, going and living with vipassana nana. I don't say not to give, i.e., dana practice. It's important in the middle way. Focus in the middle way. It's the middle way to want to be freed from the existences, vata, with dana and sila. It's the middle way not to want the kanda. This is non-greed, a lover. From greed to become non-greed is important. From wrong view to become right view is free from the path of sinking. It's not easy to be in the middle way. We can encounter it only with the arising of the Buddha. After becoming a Buddha, he started to teach the middle way. We must observe with the eye of knowledge, with the kalesa fire is extinguished and will know the Four Noble Truth. The middle way exists only within the Buddha's teaching. Not exists outside the teaching. There were Paksekha Buddhas but they couldn't help others on the path. They knew the truth by themselves but couldn't teach others. I can teach you, not because better than the Paksekha Buddha. He knew the truth without a teacher. I can teach you by relying on my teacher the Buddha. If there is still has any teacher can teach the truth, can be freed from dukkha. Free from dukkha means free from the rounds of existence of defilement, action and kanda, kalesa, kama and vipaka vatas. Your understanding of freedom is becoming an arahant, but it is nothing to do with the personal identity. In the kanda don't have these dharmas is freedom. With freedom from kalesa vata and the others are also free. So, kalesa vata is important. The Buddha took kalesa vata as the main point. In short, free from lobha and everything is free. Samudaya Sakha is lobha, Dukkha Sakha is mind and body, and with the four path knowledges are the four middle ways. After the first path knowledge, no need to worry, and it leads to the others. On the first path is more important. Right view is gradually leading to the higher levels. Right view is mature step by step. So the Buddha asked to develop the path factors, to make right view becoming maturity, to sharpen the knife of right view sharper and sharper. Step by step it passes through from the coarser to the refined level. So don't relax on your development. It becomes rusty if you leave it aside. It's sharpened not only in sitting, but also standing, walking and lying down. It must lead with mindfulness and wisdom. Therefore, the Buddha exhorted us always living with mindfulness and contemplation with wisdom. In my exhortation, these two points were very important. Lacking with them was never in the middle way. He reminded us quite very often to have mindfulness and clear comprehension in everywhere. Without them, kalesa will grow. It means D.A. process continues. For example, not mindful of the seeing, not contemplating its impermanence, and with the seeing arises desire. Then it continues D.A. process in the middle, see the 12 links of D.A. process, and continues to tana, upadana and kamma. So the Buddha was saying if he was too worried for us to open our eyes. Even it was better with a hot iron bar to poke your eye. Unwholesome dharmas are burning and poisoning the six senses doors, and their consequences are unthinkable. Now, many unwholesome media are harming human beings all the times. So we can see the Buddha's worry and compassion. It will never end, since continuing to tana, upadanam and kamma and samsara. After the seeing and wanting, clinging and action will come for many times. And with uncountable births arise. Lacking of sati and sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension, is horrible. So the Buddha had emphasized about it. Do you know how to open your eyes? You can't open it accordingly to the tradition. Not knowing the truth is ignorance, and sankhara are following behind it. It can follow by the 3D. A. processes with greed, hatred and delusion. These are the D. A. processes in the beginning, middle and end, see the 12 links of D. A. If you know how to open your eyes is in the middle way. If not, you are in the extreme, i.e., floating and sinking. Do you know how to listen also? You have to correct all of them. With the six senses doors, don't forget the Buddha's fire discourse. In the Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha reminded us for 34 times to look for a teacher who could teach rightly. Without a right teacher can't be in the middle way. If the fools become fortunate and they are following the sinking ways, we can see these fools around the world and human history. These people do foolish and stupid things, harming themselves and others after having wealths, powers and fames. Ordinary people become fortunate and following the floating ways. Only the wise knows how to use it for the benefits of others and themselves.